Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Florida Marlins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Florida Marlins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Chris Coughlin. Batting second. The first baseman, Gabby Sanchez. Batting third. The shortstop, Hanley Ramirez. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Cantu. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dan Uggla. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Cody Ross. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wes Helms. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ronnie Paulino. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Brett Carroll. Pitching for the Florida Marlins, Josh Johnson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Rios. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fifth. The DH, Mark Coetzee. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Carlos Quinton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Tehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Gordon Beckham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Freddy Garcia. And now, play ball. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sanchez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Tehan, and into shallow left field. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Sanchez moves to third. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cantu hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Pierre. Cantu reaches second base with a double. Sanchez scores. Ramirez moves to third. It's 1-0, Marlins. Dan Uggla batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Uggla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramirez scores. Cantu moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Marlins. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ross hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Marlins. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. A.J. Pierzynski batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pierzynski for the out. Two outs. Alex Rios batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rios hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rios moves to second. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Coetzee takes first base on ball four. Rios moves to third. Konerko moves to second. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanchez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paulino hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Marlins. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sanchez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Conurco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tehan for the out. One out. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pierre is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierre hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carroll. Pierre reaches second base with a double. Beckham moves to third. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Quinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu takes first base on ball 4. Dan Uggla batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Uggla is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Uggla hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-0, Marlins. Cody Ross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Scott Linebrink now pitching. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paulino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Paulino hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conurco fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Linebrink covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Marlins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rios is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Mark Coetzee batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Coetzee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Coetzee hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ugla reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Quinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinton hits a line drive into left field. Coughlin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll is hit by the pitch. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Carroll. The throw from Pierzynski and he is safe. Carroll steals second. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Coughlin strikes out. 1 out. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carroll moves to third. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sanchez takes first base on ball 4. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ramirez strikes out. There goes Sanchez. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cantu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ugla hits a fly ball into center field. Rio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Marlins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Tehan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Gordon Beckham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ugla fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Pierre is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pierre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Randy Williams now pitching. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ross hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Marlins. Wes Helms batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Helms is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Quinton. Helms reaches second base with a double. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paulino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Paulino hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Helms moves to third. One out. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Carroll is hit by the pitch. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 3 in the game. Coughlin strikes out. 2 outs. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Marlins 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0 for 2 in the game. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Helms fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rios is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rios hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carroll. Rios reaches second base with a double. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rios moves to third. 2 outs. Mark Kotze is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kotze is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kotze hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jorge Cantu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cantu is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Cantu hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0. Marlins. Dan Uggla is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Uggla is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Uggla strikes out. 2 outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wes Helms batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Helms is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Rios settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Marlins 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Quinton hits a fly ball into right field. Carroll settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Uggla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Jason Nix now playing second base. Ronnie Paulino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Paulino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Paulino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carroll is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tehan. Paulino moves to third. Carroll moves to second. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0-for-4 in the game. Coughlin strikes out. 1 out. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sanchez hits a line drive off the glove of Tehan, and into shallow left field. Sanchez reaches second base with a double. Paulino scores. Carroll scores. It's 11-0, Marlins. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sanchez scores. It's 12-0, Marlins. Brian Barton pinch runs for Hanley Ramirez. Jorge Cantu batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cantu is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Cantu hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barton moves to second. Tony Peña now pitching. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ugla strikes out. 2 outs. Cody Ross is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ross is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Marlins 12, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Barton now playing shortstop. Dan Meyer now pitching. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nix hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pierre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pierre hits a pop-up towards third. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pierzynski is 0-for-3 in the game. Pierzynski is hit by the pitch. Alex Rios is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Rios is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rios takes first base on ball 4. Pierzynski moves to second. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Konerko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 12, and the White Sox nothing. The Marlins will come to bat. Wes Helms is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Helms is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nix fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ronnie Paulino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Paulino is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Paulino hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Pierre. Paulino reaches second base with a double. Helms moves to third. Brett Carroll is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carroll is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Coughlin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coughlin is 0 for 5 in the game. Coughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gabby Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sanchez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sanchez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tehan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Helms scores. Paulino moves to third. It's 13-0, Marlins. Brian Barton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Marlins 13, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Clay Hensley now pitching. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Coetzee strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Quinton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Quinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Quinton strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tehan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hensley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 13, and the White Sox 0. The Marlins will come to bat. Brian Peterson pinch hits for Jorge Cantu. Brian Peterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peterson strikes out. Pierzynski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Peterson out. 1 out. Dan Ugla is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ugla is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ugla strikes out. 2 outs. Cameron Maben pinch hits for Cody Ross. Cameron Maben is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Maben strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Marlins 13, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Cameron Maben now playing center field. Leo Nunez now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coughlin. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nix is 0 for 1 in the game. Nix strikes out. 1 out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pierre is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Pierre hits a fly ball into center field. Maben settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez moves to third. 2 outs. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pierzynski is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pierzynski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanchez scoops it up and throws to first, with Nunez covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Florida Marlins, 13, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.